Thank you.
Hi, William.
Yes, this is William.
Hi, William. This is Amy Nelson with Local Splash. I'm the account manager over here. How are you doing today?
Not too bad. How's your day going?
It's a going. We're halfway done with the week. It doesn't get much better than that, does it?
Well, it could be Friday and payday and all be good, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it? Well, but we're getting there. We're getting there, right? They can't take that away from us.
One day closer.
Yeah. Oh, I'm glad you have a good sense of humor. I love talking to people.
Yeah, to make it through life.
Right? But some people don't. Crabby apples.
So, what's going on with this thing?
Well, I'm pulling it up. I'm taking a look here because you already have a Google Business profile, and that's great because we can capitalize on that. It's just not, it's a little bit buried, you know. And then you have the landing page, so that's okay. We can build a website. And then I see this is your Facebook as well, right?
That's where the company that is doing my advertising this year got it from. Yeah, my kid made that up when he was in high school. Facebook page.
Oh, the Facebook page? That's cool.
Yep.
So who's doing your advertising?
I couldn't even tell you their name. They're doing such a good job. They're out of Chicago. But I do not know what the company name is. But I know what I pay them a year, and so far they haven't given me anything yet. I mean, I haven't gotten any calls from any advertisers.
Oh, dude, when you said they were so good, I thought you were serious.
Oh, no, no. I've Googled my name before, and I didn't see nothing.
Oh,
I'm like, what the fuck am I
paying Okay. You know, when you said that, I was like, really? I'm only, you don't even have a website for you.
No.
Like,
I know that.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah. No. I was trying to be nice.
I got you. I love it. I appreciate you. You got me good on that one. Sure. I really was like over here like, oh man, how am I gonna break this thing?
Oh wow.
This isn't good.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're getting screwed. Yeah. Somebody's helping you? Wow. That's horrible.
Okay. All right. Listen. I've got some good stuff in store for you, and you've got me laughing, so that's going to be good as well. Okay, what I can do is I'm going to put together a campaign. It's month to month. There's no contract, okay? And I'm going to preface it with this. We give you our timeline in writing. So it's not just pay for something and hope for the very best. You get tracking and reporting, and I'm going to give you the exact layout on everything, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Are you sitting down?
Sure.
Just kidding.
That's usually the next thing. Okay, are you sitting down? Sticker shock, right? Yeah, I don't have sticker shock anymore.
Oh.
I dealt with Angie's List this last year, so there's nothing like
that?
Sticker shock. So
how was that?
Yeah, that was the biggest scam I've ever been in on my life.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, this is almost as bad as the idiots in Chicago doing my website. Yep.
Okay.
So,
all right. I'm going to lay it on you right now. It's $249.
Sure.
It's month to month. There's no contract. Okay?
Okay.
Now, what you're going to get is the sun and the moon, and I'll give you my firstborn child. No. You will have a website. He's not a very hard worker. I'm just going to tell you now. You don't really want him, okay?
Yeah, no, I've got two of my own.
Yeah.
I finally
How
got
old
rid
are
of
they?
The last one. He went in the Air Force.
So
one of them's 25, and the other one's 21.
Oh,
so,
boy.
Yep.
Okay. Well,
so
congratulations to you for successfully getting them out the door.
There you go.
That's
all you got to do.
That's all. Well, that's not all you got to do. We know
career.
That. And then lock it. No.
Well. Some people you have to motivate a little bit more than others.
I agree. Yes, especially today's day and age. It's like, what happened to y'all? Y'all soft. You know, like really.
Oh, yeah.
These kids today,
yeah,
it's crazy how soft they are.
Right.
I'm harder than they are, and I'm a woman. You know what I mean?
Well, but we grew up in that time where you had to be.
Yeah.
Because they weren't handing shit out left and
exactly.
right.
Exactly.
And now everybody wants it for free.
That's what they do want, but it just doesn't work like that. So, okay, your website will be up and running in the first 3 to 5 days. 3 to 5.
Okay.
I'm signing up with us.
Okay.
Okay. First page placement, what the terms and conditions state is a max of 30 to 45 days for first page placement. Now, you already have a Google Business profile, so it's not going to take that long for you because we can claim what you have and we can begin programming immediately. Facebook ads up and running in the first 7 to 14 days. So $100 of that $249 budget is going directly to those Facebook ads every single month. Okay?
Okay.
Facebook ad clicks for my
company. You actually get comments off of the Facebook ad? Because I tried that before, too, and they didn't get shit.
Well, with all due respect, all due respect, all right. Do you spend a lot of time behind the computer, William? Is that your...
No, I don't. I look at my phone and I put it down.
Okay.
You know, I don't get on the computer much.
So we spend a ton of time behind the computer. We've been doing this for 18 years. We're the experts.
Okay.
Now, it took my husband 4 days to fix the heater core in my refrigerator, okay, with YouTube.
Well, sure.
I don't recommend that,
you
okay?
Everything off YouTube. Right, yeah. All good.
I don't recommend
that. Heater cores are hard to change out, so.
It was an ordeal, but he did it. He did it successfully because we live in California, so to call for some help is quite more expensive than it is in Missouri.
Oh, yeah. Well,
as you can imagine.
There's nothing I do cheap. So,
you shouldn't. Yeah. You should get paid for what you do because what you do is a quality job. You should get paid for that. But, yes, we definitely see a lot of return on investment with the Facebook ads, especially because when it's connected to your Google Business profile, it does automatic retargeting. So you know how you know what I'm talking about, right? When you look something up and then it's chasing you around the Internet a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's what we're going to do for Iceman, okay? But through Facebook, Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, the most popular directories as well. So we go ahead and build up the business profiles for those in addition. We're going to help with the review generation. Something that's going to help you so quickly to start ranking higher along with the optimization that we provide is to get 5-star reviews. So we help you with that, though, because we know you're busy.
Okay.
So you're not sitting around saying, hey, can you leave me a review? But we put a button on your website. So when somebody is super pleased and you're on the scene, you could just say, hey, will you pull up my website and give me a review? Or you can punch in their phone number or their email address into our review system. And it's going to send them a pre-made message with a link for your Google Business profile, taking all the guesswork out of it. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. We want to set you up for optimal success. Now, in addition to that, there's a downloadable app that's going to allow you to track the physical phone calls and everything as it's coming in. And then you get a client dashboard. What the client dashboard does is this allows you to log on, upload new photos, change content, run promotion. But most importantly, you're going to be able to see number of clicks to the website, location of the searches that have been performed, how many phone calls you're receiving. You're going to be able to literally manage the campaign. So if you want to upload new photos to the Facebook page or you want us to run a special promotion, 10% off, you know, everybody who signs or qualifies for a service before Veterans Day or whatever the case is, we run those ads live for you, and we have the ability to go ahead and control it all so you can do what you do best, which is take care of your clients.
Okay. Well, it sounds great.
Do you want to give it a shot?
Well, sure. Why not?
I think you're going to love it. And you get me.
Well, I hope so.
I'll be the lead on your account.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Well.
Yep. So you get me, too. All right.
Okay.
So, William, what is your last name?
Corrigan. It's Corrigan.
And then I'm looking here. I don't see an email address for you yet. What is your email address?
It's iceman.refrigeration@gmail.com.
Okay. The phone number we're speaking on, this is the best phone number for you?
That's the only phone number I have.
Okay. We include call tracking if you want. It's up to you. There's a lot of advantages to it. It will protect your personal number. It will eliminate spam and robocalls, and it will give the business a very professional greeting. So, for example, again, it is completely customizable, so I'm kind of paraphrasing, but thank you for calling Iceman Refrigeration LLC. For current clients, press 1. For new clients, press 2. You can even customize it, like if you're out of town and you have somebody who's answering the phone for you, you know, press 1 to speak with so-and-so or press 2 to speak with William. However you want it customized. But this is going to allow you to track the physical phone calls. All the calls are recorded for quality and training purposes. So if you do have somebody who's answering the phone for you and maybe you need to go back and get an address or whatever the case is, then you have the ability to do that because the calls are all recorded. Okay?
Okay. How much more is that?
It's included. There's nothing extra for that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm including that. So I'm sending out a couple of text messages now, the first of which is my direct phone number and extension line. The second one is going to be a 6-minute YouTube tutorial that takes you through the tracking and reporting system. And then I'm pulling the information up where I don't see here on your Google Business profile where the business is actually verified at. So what is the business address?
Well, I don't.
I realize
have,
it's
well,
a
I
home.
Mean,
no, I realize it's a home office.
Right.
I just need the address.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. 3617.
Mhm.
And it's North Rock ROCK Beacon BEACON.
Okay.
It's Road.
Got it.
Jefferson City, Missouri 65109.
Perfect. It populated. Awesome. Yeah, we'll continue to keep that hidden on Google to protect your proprietary information. Absolutely. But it is just one of those questions that we have to ask to make sure that we have all the proper information. Now, what are your hours of operation, William? When do you want the phone call?
You can just put from 8 to 6.
Is that Monday through Friday?
Yes.
Okay. Are you offering any emergency services?
Yeah. I mean, I offer after-hours care.
Okay. Is there a trip charge?
There's always a trip charge.
Good. Good.
Yeah. No, everything after-hours is time and a half.
Cool. I always tell my clients, because especially not that you're a new guy starting out, but there's a lot of these new cats that are starting out, and they're like, I don't charge a trip charge. I said, well, what happens when you get called at 3 o'clock in the morning to that grouchy, grouchy old lady who is, like, terribly mean to you, you know?
Right.
I said, yeah. if it says on your website, trip charge may apply, you can apply
right.
it where you need to apply it.
Everybody gets a trip charge.
You know?
No free ride.
Right?
Yeah.
They'll figure it out.
These guys
will figure it out.
Right. The diesel truck does not run on fumes.
No, it sure doesn't.
No.
Absolutely not.
So, I mean.
Let's see here. Do you have business license and insurance for the company? I don't need it now. I just need to know if you have it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that's mean. Not to have what insurance. Yeah, I got $2 million so I can get
beautiful.
On the mall.
Beautiful. Okay. And then let me see here. The services. Tell me exactly, are you offering for both residential and commercial?
Yes.
Okay. And then obviously refrigeration is included, but are you offering any other services?
Heating, cooling,
mm-hmm.
you know, refrigeration
mm-hmm.
is more like walk-in coolers and freezers,
mm-hmm. yeah.
ice machines, reach-in cabinets, for bars and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
those are the only small appliances that I really work on are the coolers at bars and
A
couple of restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
I've tried to give them up over the years.
Right.
Because they take too long to pay.
Right.
That kills the whole theme about going out and eating if I've seen your kitchen. Because I'm not eating any of the places that I've worked at. And I've worked at a couple hundred thousand places, and I wouldn't eat at any of them. Because, yeah, they're all
special. Oh, my gosh.
In their own way. Oh, yeah.
I worked at Olive Garden for years. I worked in restaurants for years. Before I got this desk job, I worked at Olive Garden for 8 years. And then I was at, like, I don't know if you guys have a Lucille's out there or obviously you have a Denny's probably. We always, like, Olive Garden was really good about paying their stuff because they like to get the same provider in each state if they could. Like, they like to have the same set of guys from the same company. Because then you knew what you were getting. You know what the standard is, right? You're not calling Joe Schmo from over here and Billy Bob from over there, you know? Like,
right.
So.
Get that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I worked for a company called Commercial Kitchens. Mm-hmm. They're out of St. Louis, Missouri.
Okay.
And we went up, and then I was working for them for about 2 months before they fired me. But, I was working for him. We get up to Olive Garden, and my friend that I went to high school with is the manager. And, we go over to the ice machine, and I'm working with another guy.
Okay.
And he says, we clean this thing all the time. So he took the door off of it, and he wiped it off, and he put the door back on it. And I said, hold on, this is the Hoshisaki. This is going to take us about 4 hours to clean. We got to dismantle everything.
Mm-hmm.
So he'd never even taken it apart. We took the door off of it. It had 6 inches of slime growing down off the top rail that made ice. So every ice cube for the last 3 or 4 years, they got bits and pieces of other things in their cubes. Yeah, it made me sick because I used to eat there and I won't go there no more.
It probably kept them people real
they,
healthy, built their immune system.
Well, yeah, there you go. That's what it was.
That's
they
how
were
you
not part
like
of
that.
The COVID because they had already been treated.
You know what I mean? Oh, holy cow. That's horrific.
Yeah. No, but I've seen some lovely stuff. But, yeah. Breakfast place that's all over the South? Crackle Barrel?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We got a couple out
In
here.
Every Crackle Barrel, they have a trough that runs down the middle of the floor in the kitchen.
No.
And once or twice an hour, they'll take a hose and hose off all the food into the trough, and it runs out back to a grinder, and then it goes back into the sewer system. Yeah. And I was like, well, why can't you keep all the stuff on the plate, guys?
Oh.
You know, because everybody's dropping food. Yeah.
Oh, I'm never eating
That's horrible.
There again.
Oh, yeah. No, but it's horrible. And I was like, oh, my God, what is that smell? And he's like, oh, our grinder's plugged up.
Oh,
and the cross is plugged up.
Sweet baby Jesus, that's horrible. Yeah. Okay, no more Cracker Barrel. There, that went.
Yeah,
I was never a big fan of them anyhow.
Yeah, they're okay, but
yeah, they're just okay.
You can't make breakfast.
I can't make breakfast
without making that gravy. You know,
their gravy does suck, and I'm a gravy connoisseur because I learned how to make gravy when I was 9 years old. You know, like if you're taught how to make a woman that can make gravy nowadays is like unheard of.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Yeah, no, everyone knows how to cook. You know,
besides
the microwave.
Yeah, my husband swears he hit the jackpot. I make him, we work from home, and I make him 3 meals a day. Like, he's literally like, I'm so lucky.
Yeah, better say on that for sure. That'll never happen again.
That's for sure. I need to schedule your client interview. This is a 20 to 30 minute phone interview. It does not require that you're in front of a computer unless you want to be. We will be gaining access to your client, to your Facebook page. We're going to want access to the Google Business profile. We're going to tell you how to send in the photos and the logo and the things so we can begin building. I have an available appointment time in approximately 15 to 20 minutes, or I can set you for any time tomorrow.
Tomorrow, I'm going to be working near the lake, and there's very little signal down there.
Okay.
But
Friday?
I can do it tomorrow afternoon, probably.
Okay.
When I get back after 3, maybe.
Yep, the latest. I'm going to set your appointment for between 5 and 6.
Okay, that's fine.
Is that good? Okay, that's what I figured. So that'll give you enough time to get home. So I'll be the one to call you and introduce you to your onboarding agent. And you're going to get an email notification right now that's going to say Local Splash, CI for client interview, EN for English. And then this is just going to serve as a placeholder, William, in the Google Calendar. You'll get a push notification 1 hour before the appointment. If you know when you get that push notification, that text and that email, that you're going to be unable to make that phone call, call or text me back so I can reschedule you right away, okay?
I'll be there.
Okay.
Yep.
And then just awesome. Just so that you're aware, we always will be calling from the 877 phone number. I highly suggest that you program that number into your phone. I did text it over to you so that you have it. And then you'll just, my extension is 224, so you'll get to connect with me when you need to.
Okay.
Let me see here. Okay. So for the cards that you're putting on file, is there any middle initial or is it just your first and last name?
Yeah, there's a middle initial and it's B.
B? Okay.
Boyd?
Boyd?
Yep.
Well, that's not so bad.
No, my middle name's Bradley. I'm sorry.
Oh.
It's just B. Yeah. Not Boyd. Yeah, no, that would be horrible. That's almost as bad as when I got to college, they called me Bill. And I was like, I'm not a Bill. I'm a
Yeah. Weird. Some people are Bills. Yeah.
I get that. Because my teacher was a Bill. And I said, I'm not a Bill. You're
right.
A Bill. I'm not. Yeah. And he got offended by that. And I was like, oh, no. That's a good way to start this shit off.
Oh, yeah. Boy. Oh, boy. You just kicked it off altogether, didn't you? Oh.
Yeah, hey. I did.
That's okay.
They got mad about that, but it'll be okay.
Yeah, it'll be all right. You know what I mean?
Yeah. He was a good guy while he was still alive, but everybody that I went to school with is dead now, so.
Oh, heaven.
Well,
that's a little scary.
A couple days ago. Well, I mean, all my teachers are gone.
Right.
Yeah, and they were old when they were there, so, you know, hey, nobody lives forever.
Yeah, thank God for that.
We hope we can at least get a few more days out of this.
Well, yeah, a few more days, but I'm really looking forward to getting to heaven, honestly.
I'm not looking forward to seeing if there's anything else out there, considering nobody's come back and said, hey, this is a hell of a place to be. Y'all ought to come down.
No.
This one out. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
All right.
All right, so I'm going to read a voice verification outlining the service agreement with Local Splash, William, but first, is the card you're putting on file MasterCard, Visa, Amex, or Discover?
It's a MasterCard.
Okay, I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
It's 5293-7300-0015-2963.
Mm-hmm. Expiration month and year?
9 of 26.
3-digit code on the back.
861.
I'm updating the profile, assigning the package. I need to set a security question for the account. Your choice of your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
City I was born in.
Which is?
Tucson, Arizona.
Okay. I'm going there this weekend.
What?
I'm going to Tucson this weekend to go visit my family.
Really?
Yeah, really. Mm-hmm. They just bought a house out in Tucson, so we're going out. It's about a 6.5-7 hour drive, so we're going out to surprise them for their housewarming party.
All right. Well, that sounds like fun.
Yeah. Well, especially out there because there ain't much. Yeah, I grew up in the desert, so I know what it's like.
Yep, you live out in the middle of nowhere.
Yes, absolutely. Yep. So we set the security question on your account. I'm sorry, what's that?
Yep. Nothing. Go ahead.
We set the security question on your account because it's an effort to protect you and your proprietary information. Understand that Local Splash is never going to call you asking you for one more single dollar. So if somebody calls and asks you for more money to publish the website or to do anything else, please understand that is not Local Splash. Call me right away so I can put them on your DNC list because that is a scam call, okay?
Okay.
Your voice verification reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call has been recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, can you please state the name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google?
Ice Man Refrigeration.
Please state your name and title within the business.
William Corrigan, owner, operator. Well,
William, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
In order to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming in from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring our company, Local Splash, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup has been charged for today's date, October 18th, 2023, in the discounted non-refundable amount of just $249 for the all-inclusive platinum package. This is a true flat rate. There are no hidden taxes, no additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind whatsoever. It is a reoccurring payment that will take place again on the 18th day of every month. If you choose to pause your service or discontinue your service, we ask that you do so by contacting myself or client support within 3 days of the billing for the month of December. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. William, I'd like to be the first to welcome and congratulate you for going with Local Splash. We look forward to meeting all of your marketing needs. Now, let me see here. The last thing is there is a text message that should say, William B., thank you for choosing Local Splash. We send a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file.
Okay.
Go ahead and click that.
Okay.
Once you open that up, it's going to say Local Splash Terms of Experience.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Now, as you scroll through there, you're going to see certain items have an asterisk by them. Those items may or may not be included within your package. Okay? So, for example, when you scroll down to the bottom, your package has the local bundle, it has the Facebook ads, and then it has my site, which is a custom website design that I included at absolutely no additional charge for you. Okay?
Okay.
And then you'll see the reoccurring cost is still just that $249 locked in.
Okay.
Please scroll down to the bottom and click the box certifying you're the person who made the purchase today on behalf of the company, and then type in your first name, middle initial, last name, no periods or dots.
Okay.
Once that's completed, it should have taken you to a screen asking for a username and password.
Okay, it's trying.
It completed.
Okay,
so you will receive a message that's asking for a username and password. You don't have to worry about putting that in. We will give you your username and password after your tracking system is completed in about 5 to 7 days' time. as of right now, okay, the next and most important thing is for you to be prepared for that conversation tomorrow between 5 and 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, coming from our 877 phone number, okay?
Okay. Yep. Not a problem.
All right. It was a pleasure taking care of you today, William. Thank you so much for the laughs, and I'll look forward to talking with you tomorrow.
All right. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
You're welcome. You too. Bye-bye.